For the past month or so, you might have noticed a few more men sporting mustaches. It turns out that many of them are participating in something called Movember. Mo being slang for mustache, which turns this month into Movember. Get it? Well, in any event, it's all part of an effort to raise awareness and money for men's health, in particular for cancers that affect men, such as prostate and testicular cancers. So growing a mustache during the month of November has become something like wearing that pink breast cancer ribbon, and lots of men are doing it, including the members of the Atlanta Thrashers of the National Hockey League. And joining us now from Duluth, Georgia, to talk about this is the Thrashers forward, Jim Slater. And Jim, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So tell us why you and your fellow Thrashers are sporting mustaches.
Well, just like you said in the opening there, it's, bring awareness to men's cancer, especially, prostate and testicular cancer. And I didn't know it until we started doing it, but actually prostate cancer is more prevalent, in men than breast cancer is in women. So if we can bring as much awareness to it as possible, then, obviously it's going to help, men in the future.
Well, I understand the idea of Movember was sparked back in 2003 over a few beers in Melbourne, Australia, but now it's been picked up in the U.S., the U.K., Canada, New Zealand. How did you guys hear about it? Did this idea come from some of you and your players, or was it brought to you? How did you hear about it?
No, it was brought to us by our human resources department, and hockey players are more than willing to do as much as possible for a good cause, and we have fun with it too. You see a lot of different guys with different styles. It's a good laugh, but we know how important it is in the end.
Sure. Well, talk about those styles. I'm looking at a picture. I guess this is some publicity material that came from the Thrashers. I'm looking at a picture of you. Describe your mustache. It looks sort of fairly conservative, I want to say. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. I just let mine grow and grow and grow until the end of the month. I actually ended up dyeing it, which a couple of guys did on their mustaches. But it was just a basic, just a regular mustache. Just tried to get it as ugly as possible.
Ugly. You're going for the ugly look, are you?
Yeah, I was just going for the ugly look and just let it grow and kind of looked like a brush out there, but it came around, very nicely. And I had to dye it a little darker color because my facial hair is red. So we had some fun with that too.
Now I'm looking at one of your teammates. I guess it's Mark Popovich. Am I pronouncing that name right?
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, okay. So he's got one that like comes all the way down to the bottom of his chin.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys that do the full handlebars. I know Eric Bolton has one that goes all the way down to the bottom of the chin. Chris Mason has one that kind of goes to the bottom of the chin. So, there's different guys with different styles, and it was kind of cool the first couple of days and week to see which guy was going to come in with a new style.
Now, how are the fans reacting?
I think they are acting, pretty good. We have fans when we're warming up and stuff and are at practice, and they're always yelling, nice mustache and great mustache. And I still don't think a lot of people know what it's for. They just think we're doing it, but it has caught on quite a bit. So it's just been a lot of fun for everyone.
Well, we mentioned that, of course, there's a good cause here and a serious cause, but I just want to ask sort of one more kind of sports trivia question almost. Facial hair, professional athletes, there's a lot of superstition involved in different sports. You guys have won 5 games in a row. Do you think the mustaches could have anything to do with that?
We don't like to think so. I mean, maybe some people do. I'm not really, that superstitious of a guy. I just think we've been playing really good hockey, and actually, to be honest with you, I'm going to be shaving it here pretty soon. So I'm not going to keep it around for much longer. I don't think many of the other guys are either.
So is there going to be a mustache shaving party at the end of this month?
No, I don't think so. I think, we're pretty personable with that. And, we go on the road here for a full week, so they're going to have to come off at some time during the road trip. So I'm sure guys are just going to be doing it on their own.
Well, Jim Slater, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much.
Sure. That's Atlanta Thrashers forward Jim Slater before he headed to the ice to practice for tomorrow's game against the Colorado Avalanche. To see photos of the Thrashers and their mustaches and for more information about Movember, go to our website, hereandnow.org.